Parshas Behar, Beis Tfila, Tovshin Ein Vov. Even though we think we finish with the Shemitah, as we're going to see, you never finish Shemitah. Shemitah is forever. And of course, in this week's parasha, we start off with the Shemitah. We're told about the keeping for 6 years, we can work the land, and on the seventh year, we must let the land rest. What's it about? What's the message that Torah is teaching us? Why is it 6 years and a seventh year? Says the Chinuch in Mitzvah Pei Dalad that since there are people who think the world is a kadmoin, the world always existed by itself, the world always was, so therefore we train ourselves to remember the world has been, there's a creator. And therefore we follow a pattern of the same way that the Creator created the world in 6 days, and on the seventh day He rested, He stopped. Likewise, we have a 6 year cycle of work, and the seventh we stop. It's to remember there's a Boira Olam. The Boira Olam created the world in 6 days. The same idea as Shabbos, 6 days of work and the seventh day. Do me the Maisa Bereishis. Like, it's to remember the 6 days of creation, the seventh day of rest, to remember there's a creator. Likewise, Shemitah, we have a 6 year work cycle and the seventh day of rest. To remember there's a Boira Olam and He created the world in 6 days. And therefore we have 6 years against the 6 days and the seventh years against the seventh day. And says the Chinuch, beautiful idea. Nimtza. Shekoz manenu yoim yoim shana shana einanu nifrodim miinyan chidush oila. Shemitah is not a once every 7 years event. It's not something you do every 7 years, then you forget about it for the next 6 years. We still have in our stores, you can find some dusha shviz, yivul nochri. Soon you won't find that anymore. We think Shemitah will be over. We think that after Parshas Behar, we can forget about Shemitah. Mistake. Because we are 24/7. Complete. We're part of the Shemitah cycle. Even in the 6 years, we're 6 years of work, and the seventh year not. It's a cycle, it's a unit. To remember the Maaseh Bereishis. Because the Munah is something that we must take with us, always. Every day of our life and every moment of our life, to remember there's a Boira Olam. That's point number one. We never leave Shemitah, because we never leave Maaseh Bereishis. We never leave the Emunah. Fine. So we've discovered on the seventh year, you don't work. We don't toil the land. Amazing. But there's a new, we meet in this week's parasha, another level which goes as following. Not only you don't toil the land, you don't plant the land, but says the Torah, Esviach tzirch oloisik tzor, Es invein izviach oloisik tzor. Even the produce that grows by itself, you didn't toil the land, but your olive tree has given olives. You didn't sow the field, but you have sviach tzircha. You have seeds that are there from before. They grew by themselves. No? So that's mine. I didn't work on Shemitah. As the toiloistik tzor, you can't keep it for yourself. It has to be hefker. Voice of Shabbat, sorry, it's lochem, loch, locho, belavdocho, belamusecho, belestrircho, belsoshovcho, hagoim moch, belbemtocho. It has to be hefka. So not only do we refrain from doing malacha, but even what grows, we have to be mafkir. Hefka, dusha shvis, it's hefka, anyone can come and take it. This is another level. There's not to do with maitzah breishis directly. Maitzah breishis doing malacha, we didn't do malacha. But now what grows, we have to be mafkir. Why? Says the Chinuch, a beautiful idea. Because the ground has a power to give fruit. The soil, Mother Earth, produces, nature produces beautiful products. Kam Shmita, and we need to remember that even though you see the power of nature, Ava yesh odoino leho, there's a master to nature. And even though Mother Earth has a master, but there's a master to the master. Kiyesh odoin oleho, to the ground, va'al adoineho. You have the ground, you have the master who's the farmer, he owns the land, and there's a master to the master. And he is the one who runs the show. He makes the ground, the earth produce, and he is the master over the master. And the master of the master commands the master and says, mafkir the fruit. It's not for you. And he says, stop. Once every 7 years, you must be mafkir all that grows, because it's not really yours, it's mine. I make it happen. So this is another level. Yesh odoin al adoineho. We need to recognize we have a master over us. Even though we think we own the ground, but we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu is above us. Second point, the gain we get by being mafkir our fruit. Is that we train ourselves into midas habatronus. We seldom give. As they say, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Is that correct? There's no free lunch. Normally, or free cookies, or Hashem. You see, it's also for a purpose. So, people give to get. That's how it goes. If the store's making a miftah, there's a discount. It's not, there's a reason for it. It's kedai for them. They know you'll come, you'll buy the cheap product, then you'll buy the expensive products. They'll make the money. It's give to get. When it comes to Shemitah, it's give to give. Midas habatronus. You have to mafkir your fruit. Anyone can take it. No strings attached. It's pure hefka. Midas habatronus. And the third point is midas habitochin. It's amazing. A whole country can stop. The sustenance, the agriculture is the source for the livelihood. And a whole nation for a whole year, sometimes even 2 years, as we see in this week's parasha, they stop. How are we going to survive? Midas habitochin. So for all these reasons combined, says the Torah, mafkir your fruit. Mafkir your fruit. To remember there's someone telling you what to do. There's the Odoin al Adoineho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. In the Teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the Teva. To train ourselves, midas habatronus, to give. It makes us good people. And to train ourselves to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Sefer Chochmas HaMatzpun, he has an interesting comment to make. He says, we've heard this idea of the Neis Shebateva. Every Hanukkah, any Darshan speaks about that is even the nature, Hashem runs the nature, let's say you have the Hanukkah lights, the one flask of oil to burn for 7 days. These are the concept we've heard before. We know, we've been trained to say it. Kadosh Baruch Hu will help, Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. That's all for nature, for Gashmias, the Neis Shebateva. But when it comes to Ruchnius, we are accustomed to think it all goes by nature. What do we mean? A person thinks, can I learn? Could I understand the Gemara? No. He can. He's very gifted. He's talented. But me, no, it's not for me. I wasn't brought up that way. I wasn't exposed. That's too much for me. We're judging our ruchnius by Gashmius Kelim. It's a mistake. If there's a ness in the Teva for Gashmius, for sure there's a ness in the Teva ruchnius. If Hashem runs the show for ground, doesn't He run our capabilities to grow in ruchnius? That's our tachlis of the world. That's what we're here for. For our ruchnius Kelim. Do you think you're limited? Do you think Hashem can't help you? Go for it. Try your best. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. We find times in Chazal, the Chazal were mispoil of individuals who grew so much. Yesh koina ilomoy b'shoachas. Rebbe was crying, certain person, big bar avera, and he just broke. He was able to conquer his yetzer in one shot. And he went to the Olam Habo, and Rebbe was crying, Yesh koina ilomoy b'shoachas. In our spiritual realm, we also, there's ness over there. And the message is, we need to internalize that message and use it. And don't give up. Try our best. And then with Zad Hashem, we'll get the Siyata Dishmaya. Later on in this week's parsha, we meet the idea of the Jewish slave. As the Torah, Kiyomu Chachicha, if your brother becomes poor, he gets sold to you as a slave. We have to be very careful how we treat him. Lo yisavoy b'avoydas eved. This is to be found in Perek Lamatei, Pasuk Lamates. You can't sell him. You can't use him. That it should be evident that he's a slave. You can't ask him to tie my shoes. That's very degrading. You can't ask him, take my shampoo for me, walk behind me as I walk to the bathhouse, take my shampoo and my towel. It's degrading. You are making it evident and visible he's a slave. Treat him as a servant, not as a slave. Why? You know why? Because we're all Hashem slaves. Since we all slaves of Hashem, Hashem says, I don't allow you to sell when you're auctioning off the slave. You can't auction off like you do for a non-Jewish slave. Just ask him to do something that's unproductive, unnecessary. Sweep the floor when the floor's clean. Stop. Tell him what, just to keep make him busy. He feels very degrading, it's unproductive. So avoid that fire. Why not? If we paid for him, why not? Again, says the Chinuch. Says the Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Nun Ches. Says the Chinuch. Number one, to help us remember that we're special people. We are Umma Mechubedes. We're the chosen nation, and therefore we have to treat our brethren with respect, even though we paid for him as our slave. He's part of the Jewish people. And this will bring us love to to the Jewish people and to Judaism. Number two, we need to think, why is it this Jew fell? Why is it he's being sold to me as a slave? He must have done a chet. There's a reason why it happened to him. He's being punished for sin he did. Ah, so there's a punishment for sins. Well, it could happen to me as well. What's happening to him could happen to me. If not to me, to my children. Therefore, this should bring to Hiru Tshuva, to be careful of Chatoim. And number three, says the Chinuch, we're training ourselves to be good, to be have rachamim, have mercy, have chesed, keeping away from being cruel. And by doing that, by preparing ourselves to be good, we shall receive good. Because Hashem wants to give bracha to us. We need to be eligible, we need to be a kli. By being good to people, we're becoming a kli for the bracha, and we'll get the bracha. So beautiful ideas we learn from this week's parasha of b'mechabed the eved. In what way? He's from the Jewish people, realizing what the chet could happen to me as well. I better be careful of chatoim. And by being involved in chesed and rachamim, it makes me eligible to get bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw a beautiful aura from Nissen Karelitz. He says, there's two types of avodim being sold. You have a person, kiyomu chachicha, your brother came poor, he's in debt, he's in the red. What can he do? He sells himself as a slave. There's another type of it. There's another way of becoming an eved that we found in Parshas Mishpatim. It's a thief, a pickpocket. He breaks into people's houses. Kinim kabik nevasai. A thief gets caught, doesn't have the money, gets sold as a slave. All the dinim we have over here of respecting an eved, don't make it evident to people he's an eved. Don't overwork him. No avodas parech. It's true for a person who sold himself because he's in debt, and the same thing is true for the thief, the ganav. You have to give him respect as well. The dinim are the same. So we see from over here a beautiful idea that a person who sinned is still a yid. When Hashem says avodayim, he's my slave, you're all my slaves, he means the ganav as well. A person sinned, he sinned, the Rabbah Seder, you still have to give him his respect. Still a person, he's still your brother. Okay, he has to work on himself. But you have to still respect him. Beautiful idea. We need to respect our brothers, whatever they did, whatever their past is. We still have to give them their respect. Maybe he mugged. This guy mugged an old woman. Okay? But I need to still respect him. So the pasuk we just mentioned, Chiyomu chachicha imach v'nim kaloch v'savet v'avodah sevet, when my brother goes in the red, he falls and he gets sold to you as a slave. Says the Sifra in Parshas Behar, quoted in the Ramban, Achicha she'tinag boi ba'achvo. The master and the slave Says the Torah, Ki Yomo Chochicha, you, the master, need to treat him as a brother. Ask the Sifra, Yochel Afu Yinagat Mei Berachvo. So should the slave also feel like a brother? Talmud Laima Evet. No, he's a slave, not a brother. He's a slave. Okay, if he's a slave, should the master treat him as a slave? Talmud Laima Achicha. He's your brother. Okay, Tzad, what's going on? Is he a brother? Is he a slave? Says the Sifra, at Nohoig Bei Ba'achva, you the master should treat him as a brother. Vehu Nohoig Atzmei Ba'avdus, he has to see himself as a slave. We're learning over here the relationship, the correct relationship between an employer and an employee, between a master and a slave. The master should treat his slave as a brother, but the slave has to treat the master as a slave does to a master. Each one cannot take the opposing position. If the master treats the slave as a slave, they come to exploit him. They'll just use him, manipulate him. What caused the French Revolution? I don't know much history. What happened? You have massive people being exploited. They're being exploited. Poor people. And their masters were exploiting them. They were mistreating them. They were treating them like slaves. That caused the revolution. On the other hand, if the slave takes on the position of his master, and see, look, my master views me as a brother, so act like a brother. So what's going to happen? If the slave feels like a brother, what's he going to do? What's going to happen? If the employee feels like a brother to the employer, he's going to take it easy. Vacation, 24/7. Because if I'm a brother, you think brothers work hard for their brothers? Go away, leave me alone, I'm tired now. Come back tomorrow. I'm paying you, what do you mean? I'm your brother. You can't overwork. Brothers don't work hard. So there's a very delicate balance over here. But each side could misuse each other. Let's take some examples. Father to son. A father has rights to be strict. Kabeid esavicha veisemecha. Ish imoy v'aviv tiro. Make my meal, dress me, feed me, get up for me. The halacha is that when a father enters the room, the son has to stand meloi kamosei. I saw it once being done. Once, a belly bor Finkel, the tzal, was in his house. His father walked in, whoop, he got up, meloi kamosei, you see, he didn't sit down, he's standing up. That's the ikar din, zoi dav zayin. That's the correct way, is like you stand up for your father, meloi kamosei. No gain, it's not a gain. Ish imi v'arvitiro, and mother as well. That's the way it's supposed to be. If that's the case, the son would treat his father with great respect, great fear. What happens? Most of us treat our sons as a friend. We help our children. We look after them. Give them love. We'll make their food, do everything for a child, we'll drive them around. So we treat our children as their friends. What happens? So the child perceives his father as his friend. You know, friend. Friends, sometimes you listen to what they say. You don't feel like it, you don't. Because why should I listen to him? He's my friend. He's just serving me. So if it doesn't suit me anymore, it suits me if I ask him for money, then it suits me to be his son. But I should do what he says. My friend, can't tell me what to do. So in reality, what's supposed to be? That each side has to disconnect. The son, the father may choose to be a friend to his son, but the son has to remember that he's the son of his father. The same way by us. The employer may choose to be nice to his employee, but the employee has to remember he's an employee. Right? You have a boss who's tough, and he gets angry, shouts, whoever comes late, he cuts him, and he screams at him. Then the employee's come on time. But if he's a nice guy, the employee's come late. It's not right. Just because he's nice doesn't allow you to abuse, to be in the same level. You're supposed to come on time. Husband to wife. Okay? There's all sorts of agreements for the husband gives to the wife, the wife gives to him. The other guy's wife is very nice. She does everything to make him happy. Amazing. So the husband say, okay, all my wife wants me to be happy, so fine, so now I could do whatever I want. I could shirk all my responsibilities, because anyway she doesn't mind. She's just there for me. She's just there to make me happy. So now it makes me happy to do whatever I want. No. Just because she's nice doesn't mean that you can forget your responsibilities. Can't take on what she does. If she decides to be nice, very nice. But you have to have your commitments. You have to keep your commitments. And finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. We have accepted upon ourselves the Tariq Mitzvahs. We have to keep the Torah. It's a lifetime mission. Halavai, we should be successful. It's a big mission. Ava, Yiro, Torah, Mitzvahs. Baruch Hashem. Bechazdei Shomayim. Hashem is very nice to us. Baruch Hashem, everyone over here is breathing. We're alive. We have untold chesed Hashem gives to us. Sheloi kifi ma'aseinu. We're getting undeserving chesed. Sheloi kifi ma'aseinu. If we'd be living in midas hadin, we wouldn't survive. So a person feels, well, Hashem likes me. He's my friend. So I can take it easy. He doesn't mind. He's a nice guy. My boss is very easy on me. He gives me Baruch Hashem. For years, Baruch Hashem, I've been breathing non-stop. My heart beats. Breathe. All these good things come my way. Even I'm not deserving. So he's so nice. So relax. Calm down. Take it easy. I'm in bed. I should get up and be in time for shul and make Kriya Shema. It's alright. He's my friend. He doesn't mind. He's so nice to me. There's so much chesed going on. So why should I bother? Big mistake. It's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us untold chesed, unlimited chesed. But we mustn't forget our obligation. Our obligation is to keep the Tariq Mitzvahs to the utmost. So this is what we learn from this week's parasha. The idea, Kiyomu Chachicha, the master is supposed to treat his slave as a brother. When he can, be easy on him, treat him with respect, help him out. But the slave can't abuse that. The slave has to treat, has to view himself as a slave, and I need to do my best. If we remember what we're supposed to do, the world will be a beautiful place. But once people abuse each other because they're taking on the other party's position, then things got bad. If the master takes on the slave as a slave, you can exploit him. If the slave takes on the master's position as a brother, he's doing misjustice. So likewise, in all avenues of life, husband to wife, father to son, employer to employee, just because the other side is nice doesn't absolve you of your obligations. You have to remember what your obligations are and do your obligations to the best. That you're getting good from the other party. We come to Yovel. Yovel comes about in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, and what happens is you're limited in your ownership on the land. You sell land only up to Yovel. Can't sell any more than that. You're telling me what to do. It's my land. You're telling me what to do? Up to Yovel, not more. You buy the land. You pay the money. It's mine. You're only there as a temporary resident. Up to Yovel. When Yovel comes, out. Why is that the case? Says the Torah, you can't make a fixed sale, an ever-longing sale, because the world belongs to Hashem, the land belongs to Hashem. You are all strangers, foreigners, temporary residents with me. So it's Dr. Torah. The Torah Kohani, quoted in the Ramban, the Pati Barashi, says the following. Kili Oretz Al Tira Inecho Bo. Don't feel bad about it. It's not yours. It's mine. Ki geirim v'sei shavim atem. Don't make yourself important. Ikar. You're just geirim over here. Chenu oimer ki geirim anachu lefonecho. You have to view yourself as a ger. Atem imodi. It's sufficient for the Ebet to be like his master. When it's mine, it's yours. What does that mean? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it's mine, it's yours. If it's not mine, it's not yours. What does that mean? Says the Or Yohel, a Bleib Chassman. Quoting the famous Gemara in Brachas Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. One pasuk says, Lashem ha'oretz umloyo. The world belongs to Hashem. The other pasuk says, Va'oretz no sign of Ne'adam. World is given to man. It's a contradiction. Does the world belong to Hashem, or was it given to man? Hashem ha'oretz umroyo. The universe is Hashem's. But then it says, Va'oretz no sign of Ne'adam. Gave it to man. answers the Gemara. Loi kashya. Can koidim bracha? Can laha bracha? Before the bracha, then what is it? Hashem oretzim raya. After the bracha, oretzim son of ne'adam. Meaning, before we trace it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before we speak it out that it's yours, it comes from Hashem, it's not ours, it's Hashem's. Once we mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shehakol Ne'eh B'Dvarai. Once we trace it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it becomes yours. Zok the Torah, Atem Imodi, Keshi Sheli, Hayi Shelochem. When is it really yours? When you recognize it's from me. What does a man have in this world? What's really ours? Agashmias, earthenworthy possessions. And that's ours. Everything gets left behind. Tuvia, did you ever see the burial shrouds? Did you ever see someone being buried? You never saw. How many pockets does he have? No pockets. There are no pockets. So what do we have? The ruchnias. If we equate it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we trace it to Hashem, then we brought it to its tafkid, then it comes ours. Kesheishili, when it's after the bracha, when you recognize it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaYesh Elohim, then it's yours. Because you brought it to its tachlis. Bring in great Shammai. But before you trace it to the Shili, before you trace it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not yours. Famous story with the Chaim Volozhiner. There was those Din Torah brothers fighting over a piece of land. Reuben says it's my land. The other brother says my land. They're fighting. They've got this huge inheritance and they're fighting over a piece of land. So Chaim Volozhiner said, "Take me to the. I want to see it. Show me the property that you're arguing about." To take him to the field of disputes. And Reb Chaim lies down on the floor and puts his ear to the ground. They ask him, "What are you doing?" He says, "I heard what you have to say. I heard what you have to say. Now I want to hear, what does the ground have to say?" He said, "No, what did you hear?" He said, I heard the land saying, "What are they fighting about? They all belong to me. All people belong to the ground. Why do people belong to the ground? Because you all end up in the ground. So what are they fighting about?" The Gemara in Gittin, Sabah Chesamot Beis, tells us about the famous Ashmodoi Malka Deshidi, the king of the ghosts. That they needed him, they had to capture him. Shlomo Melech had to capture him, get information. And he was captured, and they're walking back to bring him to Shlomo, and he overheard a man going into the shoemaker and ordering shoes that will last for 7 years. No made in China stuff. Oh, real good shoes, not fake ones, the real stuff. 7 years it should last. And the shade was smiling, he was laughing. Asked him, "What are you laughing about?" He said, "This man doesn't have 7 days to live, and he wants shoes to last him for 7 years." So the Torah, "Geirim v'seishavim atemi modi." Don't get so upset. We pass through. No one's here forever. See, to teach you that message, you can't sell your land forever. You're limited. Nachon, because you recognize who you are. Shalom Aleichem. We all have limit. We're here for a limited time. We have limited missions. We have to make sure to use it for the right things. Don't get too bogged down in the Gashmias. Because Geirim v'teishavim atemim adi. We all belong to the ground. So Rablev asks, the fact that Torah has to emphasize it so much, Geirim v'teishavim mashma, a person could think otherwise. A person could think that I am here forever. So I have to tell you this. No, Geirim v'teishavim, you're not here forever. He asks, how could a person, an intelligent person, think he's here forever? Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that Malach HaMavis doesn't forget anyone. People say so. People know. People say it. So if Adam Romus. Now, how could people think they're here forever? Says a bleep, a marshal, a villager comes to the city the first time in his life, and he's never seen or heard about trains. He's standing on the tracks and he sees a train coming towards him. And first time, he's so impressed. Wow, it's very nice of him coming towards me. Very nice. Achron Zorchim. And the train's coming closer and closer. And this villager's on the standing in the middle of the tracks, looking, enjoying, watching the train. He sees the train. And he sees the driver, the train driver, waving to him. It's so nice of him. I get this personal attention. People are waving to me. Then he hears the horn blowing. The horn's blowing. And the villager says, it's so nice of them. They come to me. They wave to me and they play music. Nice horns. So Roisai, I don't want to describe what happened in the end. I'm even young. Makara, you look at this guy. Is the guy deaf? Is he blind? You ask yourself, is he blind? Didn't he see the train? He saw, but he's not blind. Is he deaf? He didn't hear the horn? He heard. Is he a shaita? Is he partially crazy? Does he need to be hospitalized? No, not a shaita. But hearing, seeing is not enough. You don't internalize the message. You could be blind even though you see. You could be deaf even though you hear. You could be a shaita even though you're intelligent. If you don't internalize the message, understand what it's about, then you're blind, deaf, and a shaita. People know that we're not here forever. People see it. People hear about it. But if you don't have his bainus, you don't think about it, you could be blind and deaf and a shaitan. That's why the Torah has to emphasize the message. Look, we should be zoicha to take home all these messages from Parshas Bahar, beautiful parasha. Remembering Maaseh Bereishis, remembering Batronus to give, Bitochen. Remembering the proper relationships. Don't abuse relationships. Remembering to respect other Jews, even though they may be Balei Chet. And remember, we're only here, we're only gaining with Seishavim, and never make the best of it. Make the best of it. Utilize the wonderful gifts we all have. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. The next year will follow shortly. About Chayecho Koidmim. When do we precede our fellow friends? When should we give in? When should we not give in? And stand for ourselves. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.